The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, minus 11 right now in downtown Montreal. Feels like minus 18 with the wind chill. Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, again here until 8 o'clock. So if you have questions for Ronnie, and he always gets lots of questions, you can reach out to him, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And, of course, we'd love your first name in the text. If you would like to reach out to Ronnie and his team at the office, 514-937-2757, and the website is monkmd.com. Hello, Ronnie.
How are you, Cal?
I'm great. So we are in the throes of middle of December.
It's a great time of year.
Christmas,
New Year's.
All that sort of stuff heading towards 2019.
Yep.
And I know that tonight we're going to talk about the top 10 treatments for 2019, which I love because it's so like forward thinking already. It's not like what was great in 2018. It's like, boom, let's get into the new year.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into that in just a second. I did want to ask you, though, just before we start all of that, the weather has been doing such weird things, like where it's like minus a gajillion, and then like on Friday it's going to be plus two.
Plus two.
Yeah, wow. With a bit of snow, I think. So for someone's skin, if they're going inside and outside all the time, what do you want them to do in this weather? Because it's not consistently cold, it's not consistently kind of at zero, like it's all over the place.
I mean, I find that the Montreal climate is extremely dry.
Okay.
And so I can't tell you how many people I see coming into the office with eczema, psoriasis, you know, all these things that flare in dry climate, and the skin is just more dry, so you're prone to get all this inflammation in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, first and foremost, moisturize.
Okay.
I mean, day and night, morning and nighttime, so at least twice a day, use a nice, good lubricating moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things I tell patients with eczema, so they have to be more careful, is moisturize. And then the other thing is no hot showers. Hot showers are the worst. They really dry out your skin.
Okay.
And people love taking burning hot showers on cold winter days,
mm-hmm.
but it's really, really drying for the skin. And you're much more prone to develop inflammation in your skin if you take hot showers.
Okay.
So avoid hot showers, avoid perfumes if you get eczema, gentle skincare, moisturize frequently. Don't forget about your sunscreen. Even though we're in the middle of winter, you know, there's a big reflection of UV off the snow. And so if you're skiing or you're outside, you can easily get a sunburn, and you always get UVA exposure on your skin without knowing you have UV exposure.
Okay.
So it's always important to protect your skin as well as possible. Moisturize and sunscreen all the time.
Perfect. I'm super glad you mentioned the sunscreen, because I know that right now, I just was telling you off air actually before we started, that the fact that it's dark at 4 p.m. basically, you know, by the time you reach 7 p.m., it feels like it's 11 o'clock at night and you're exhausted. But there is still sun during the day, so you need to take care of matters. So
absolutely,
that's good. So 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk. Again, he's here until 8 o'clock. So let's kick into your top 10 treatments for 2019, and we're going to go 10 to 1. So in 10th place here, tattoo removal.
So tattoo removal's really boomed over the last few years, and I'll tell you why that is. Because there's new technology out there that is much more effective at clearing tattoos than older technology. So in my office, I have what's called a picosecond laser. And these are lasers that have very, very short pulse durations.
Mm-hmm.
And at those pulse durations, it's very, very precise for very tiny ink particles. So compared to older technology, much less painful, much more effective at clearing all colors of tattoos, much better clearance, meaning less scarring. So the old technology was, you know, sometimes very effective at clearing tattoos, but there was always some degree of texture change or color change in the skin. With picosecond lasers, much, much less does that happen. And so you're basically clearing a tattoo, fewer treatments, not as painful, and better overall outcomes. And what I love about my machine, I have the Pico Way, which basically has three different wavelengths. So it has a 532, a 785, and a 1064. And those wavelengths target all different colors. So we can essentially treat any color tattoo in the spectrum. And we get great results with it.
Perfect. Now, number 9, vascular treatments.
So vascular treatment is probably one of the most popular things I do in the office. So vascular means vessels. So anything that's red on the skin can be treated. We have, in my office, I have an XLV laser, which is one of the top technologies to really clear anything vascular. So, for example, if you have rosacea and you're red in the face, if you do some treatments with the vascular laser, we can really lessen the overall redness. We can lessen those little tiny veins that appear around the nose, on the cheeks, on the chin. And that's all related to sun damage and rosacea. Mm-hmm. Other things that could be treated with vascular lasers, there's acne. So if you have acne and it's causing you a lot of red type of scarring in your skin, I will often use my vascular laser to improve those scars, improve the texture of the skin, and improve pimples. People don't understand that lasers can actually be effective at improving pimples without some of the toxic side effects of oral medications.
Oh, wow.
So even in severe acne, sometimes we get away from using medications by using laser technology.
Okay.
Vascular lasers, I mean, we also treat port wine stains. So, you know, some babies have capillary hemangiomas.
Mm-hmm.
So those are treated with vascular lasers, blood stains. We often, as we age, we get little cherry angiomas on our body, those little red spots all over.
Yeah.
Those we treat all the time with vascular lasers. So anything that's vascular, anything that has blood in it, anything that's red on your skin can be treated with laser. And the beauty is it's precise. There's no scar. There's no marking of the skin. Very safe technology, and it works fantastic.
I wanted to ask you just with lasers in general, is there like an age range that you need to be in? Like, can you do babies with all the lasers, or like, how does that work?
You know, the age, I always get this question with everything, injections, what age can I start injections? What age can I start laser? It really depends on the indication. So I don't look so much at the age. I look more at the patient and what we're trying to achieve with that patient. So, you know, in my fellowship, I would constantly treat these little babies less than 1 year old with vascular lasers. So some babies are just so unfortunate and they're born with big vascular stains on their face or their body. You know, some babies have hemangiomas that cover half their face. And when you treat them with vascular laser, the outcome is significantly improved. You can really shrink down those hemangiomas significantly. You can lessen the redness. It makes a huge difference and will affect the quality of life of the person tremendously. So in babies, what I usually say is we treat until 1 year of age. Then when they're one, they start to move, they start to feel the laser more. So we don't usually recommend treatment until they're a little bit older and can tolerate the laser procedure. But that's also different. I know at some pediatric hospitals here in Montreal, they actually will put the babies under general anesthesia to treat them. So it really depends on the lesion you're treating, how it's going to impact their quality of life, what you're trying to achieve with the laser, and then you arrange the protocols depending on the situation.
Okay. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk. Again, he's here until 8 o'clock. And if you'd like to reach out for an appointment at his office, that's very simple as well. 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com. I should also mention as well that Ronnie is on Facebook Live right now. So if you'd like to see behind the scenes at CJD, you can jump onto his Facebook page, MonkMD, and then see what's going on. He also usually answers some questions as well during the break. So that's also cool. And again, we are here until 8 o'clock. I know coming up after traffic, we're going to talk a little bit more about Belkyra. Also, Cool Sculpting is coming up as well. You are saying to over the holidays, your clinic is going to stay open, right, for most of it?
We're open during the 2 weeks.
Okay.
My staff is there. We're answering calls. So,
perfect.
Yeah, open year round.
Awesome. So, again, that number is 514-937-2757.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
719. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And tonight on Skin Deep, we are talking about the top 10 treatments for 2019. We've already done number 10 and number 9. So number 8 is Belkyra. You've talked about it on the show before, but can you explain again for someone that might not know?
Yeah. It's basically a great way to improve the neck area. So a lot of people, especially with cell phone use and selfies, we notice when we're taking those selfie pictures that we have a little bit of fat under our chin.
Yep.
A lot of people have double chins, and it's not necessarily just being overweight.
Mm-hmm.
It's often genetic, and it happens in both men and women. And so Belkyra's It's been in Canada now for about 3 years, I believe.
Okay.
And it's an injection that I basically inject directly into that double chin fat. And it's a very natural substance. It's also known as deoxycholic acid. So it's in our intestines and it digests fat. So when you inject it into an area of a fat pocket, it's going to actually degrade that fat and it will cause permanent change. So the fat cells die and they don't come back. So it's a really, really nice injection tool that can be used for sculpting, especially the double chin area.
Mm-hmm.
It causes really nice tightening of the neck. You don't have that fat bulge under the neck. It's also called Kybella in the United States.
Okay.
And it's been there for many years. It's newer to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it in both men and women, younger and older people, anybody who has a little pouch under their chin, giving them kind of that double chin. So really, really great injection that can be used in all ages and all sexes.
We have Tracy, actually, that's called up on the line. So Tracy, you have a question for Dr. Monk?
Yes. My question is actually for my daughter, she's 11 years old. And she's developing stretch marks as she's growing. And now that she's developing, I see them even in her breast area. And I was just wondering if there's something I can do to help prevent them or treat them.
Yeah, so that's a great question, Tracy. Stretch marks are a really, really common consult that I see in my office. And a lot of people are, you know, self-conscious about their stretch marks. And it really depends on... I think the most important thing with stretch marks is, number one, you have to make sure that they're normal stretch marks. So I think a proper consultation is necessary either with a dermatologist or even the pediatrician just to make sure that it's related to normal growth and not abnormal growth.
Okay.
Because there are some, for example, hormonal conditions that can cause excessive stretch marks and they're much wider, they're much larger. So I think that that's important. Step one is a proper consultation. Now, if there's stretch marks there and they're red, then I actually will use vascular lasers, which is one of the my number 9 treatment that we just discussed,
mm-hmm.
because it really helps to fade the redness out of the stretch marks and makes them look a lot less noticeable.
Okay.
If, however, they're white stretch marks, then I tend to use other lasers that tend to resurface the skin and actually will induce collagen remodeling and help to improve texture. So the same types of lasers that I use for acne scarring, where I want to actually improve the quality and the texture of the skin and tighten the skin, can be very beneficial for white stretch marks. So just to recap, number one is a proper consultation. Make sure they are normal stretch marks. If they are normal, then there's great technologies out there that can really help them look less obvious, less discolored, less red, and more blended into the surrounding skin.
If you have questions for Dr. Monk, again, here until 8 o'clock, 514-790, 0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So number 7 on your list of the top 10 treatments for 2019 is Resolve Facial Treatment.
Resolve is probably my favorite laser treatment. I mean, I personally do it on my skin regularly. It is basically a technology that helps to fade pigmentation, give you a more clear, even skin tone. And what I love about it is it also does skin tightening. So it helps with fine lines, wrinkles. It stimulates collagen. It's going to tighten your skin. It's going to make your skin look as fresh and as youthful as possible. It's great for age spots. It's great for sun spots and sun damage. And the best part about it is there's very minimal downtime. So you don't have to worry about hiding away. You know, women, it's easy. You wear makeup right after. You can hide. It does cause a little bit of redness afterwards. But it is really, I mean, for me, it's my favorite treatment that we have in the office because it really has helped my skin personally. And I see it on patients every day. And it's definitely a favorite in my office.
Go ahead.
I was going to say our protocol with it usually does take about 3 sessions.
Okay.
We usually treat one per month.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing it in all types of skin. We're even doing it now for acne scarring and seeing really nice improvement with acne scarring because it does remodel collagen and improve texture. So, and you know, you could do it in black skin. Any skin type can do the Resolve treatment.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you if it matters what skin type you are.
Any skin can do it. It's a safe treatment to do in dark skins, black skin. So it's definitely one of my favorite laser treatments to date.
Okay, perfect. 514-790, 0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You actually had a text come in, Ronnie, about how often should an oily skin person who has a bit of redness and texture issues do exfoliation?
I think exfoliation is super important, and I think everybody should do some degree of exfoliation, but it really depends. You don't want to over-exfoliate the skin, because mm-hmm. then you're actually going to compensate by producing more oil, and your skin's not going to be happy. So also, if you have a lot of redness in your skin, you may have actually rosacea, mm-hmm. and rosacea skin is very, very sensitive and can't even tolerate a lot of exfoliation. Even my rosacea patients, I like to get them into some sort of AHA, BHA product. So that's like alpha hydroxy acid, something with glycolic acid, mm-hmm. but usually a mild product to start that's not too irritating. Because like I said, removing the dead skin cells, unclogging the pores is, in my opinion, very important. But, you know, some skins will tolerate a lot of exfoliation, some skins won't. So it is important to do a proper consultation, know the type of skin you have, know how much your skin will be able to tolerate. In my office, I'm really fortunate. I have a skincare consultant with me. She has medical grade skincare. So part of the visit in with me and my team is really discussing the type of skin you have and getting you on the right skincare. Because to me, skincare is crucial to having good skin.
This is another text that's come in, and I think a lot of people deal with this. So I think hopefully you'll be able, I think you've actually answered this in the past, but how can someone reduce the size of pores on the nose?
That's the $1 million question.
Right.
Pores.
Because everybody's nose is front and center,
and
right?
Everybody has pores, mm-hmm. and some people have very large pores and some people don't. I think that pores can be improved if we combine treatments together. So the way I improve pores is multifactorial. I always recommend skincare that's good for pores, exfoliation, retinols, glycolic acids. These are creams that will definitely improve pore size in conjunction with laser therapy. So for example, that Resolve treatment that I just
mm-hmm.
mentioned
yeah.
is one of the best ways we've had success at really improving pore size. There are other lasers we do as well that improve pore size. There's also microneedling that can improve pore size. So some sort of technology to get heat or energy into the skin will help to shrink down pores. And the other thing I find is amazing for pores is injections.
Oh, really?
If you do fillers or Botox, it does help with pores. It does help your skin quality. Me personally, I mean, I used to have big pores when I was in high school and I hated it. I was very self-conscious. And I mean, everything I've talked about with you, I've done everything.
Yes.
So I tell you that I do everything in my office, injections, lasers, everything. And the transformation of my personal skin over time has been insane. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see these things in my patients also every day. So I know that it works, but it takes time. There's no quick fix. It's not going to work in a month.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Always.
Okay.
That's what I tell my patients every day. Nothing's a sprint. And the whole point of all this stuff is just to age better and look better over time. It's not to look better tomorrow.
Right.
It's to look better as we get older and look natural and fresh.
Coming up, we've got much more to talk about the top 10 treatments for 2019. We're going to get into a cool sculpting, dermal fillers, all that sort of good stuff. So make sure you hang around. And again, if you have questions for Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, and we are here until 8 o'clock on CJD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office and schedule an appointment, 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, and the website is monkmd.com. And we are on Facebook Live right now on Dr. Monk's account, so that would be MonkMD, and so you can see what's going on behind the scenes here at CJD, which we appreciate. Now, we are talking on tonight's show about the top 10 treatments for 2019. So we are now at number 6 with regards to skincare.
Skincare is crucial. We were just talking about it on Facebook at the commercial break. Anything you're interested in terms of skin, you need to be on skincare. So if you have acne, you have rosacea, you're looking for anti-aging, you just want to age nicely, you do some treatments on your skin, you need a good at-home program. Now, I really believe in medical grade skincare because these are proven products to work. You know, a lot of people ask me about natural products or they bought this offline and it's all natural. I like medical grade ingredients where there's studies showing it's effective. We know the ingredients work. They're concentrated and we're going to get results. So I'm all for medical grade skincare. Now, I'm very fortunate, I was saying to you off air in my office, because I have a consultant who will meet with all my patients, go over their skincare, give them a routine. People, when they leave my office, they know what they should be doing on their skin. And to me, it's crucial. You're never going to get a good result on your skin if you're not using the proper skincare. I equate it to going to have your teeth whitened at your dentist, and then you go home and you don't brush your teeth. Are you going to have white teeth? No way. So skincare is the exact same. If you're not doing the right ingredients and the right products on your skin, you will never have good skin. And the medical grade skincare is the way to go. If you have to choose one product to apply on your skin, it needs to be sunscreen, because prevention is much more important than treatment. And we want to prevent. And if you start sun protection from a young age, like I do on my young children, then you will always have beautiful skin. And why my wife has the most flawless looking skin? Yes, she does treatments and she does all the things I talk about, but she doesn't go in the sun and she protects all the time. So it really, really makes a difference in the long term. So sunscreen's number one and medical grade skincare number two.
Now, number five on the list for the top 10 treatments for 2019 is cool sculpting.
I love cool sculpting. You like it, Kat?
I've been in your office having a good time watching some of your clients go through it, so it's cool.
So what I love, it's cool.
It is cool.
No pun intended.
No, it's definitely cool.
So the reason I love it, very safe technology, very effective when done properly in the right candidate. It literally will sculpt your body into the body that you really want. If you're, if you can pinch any sort of fat on your body, it's a good candidate for cool sculpting because it's superficial fat. So the areas that we treat the flanks, we treat the back, we treat the abdomen. We even treat man boobs, arms, knees, double chin, anywhere we can pinch that fat. We treat thighs, inner and outer thighs. So it's great technology. It works really well. It's very, very safe. There's minimal discomfort. And for that reason, it's number five, and it's one of the most popular treatments I do in my office.
And you have different size contraptions I'm going to use, but they're called, they have the bulk one, which is for bigger areas, right? And I guess use them more.
Absolutely. Okay. So if you have more fat there, we can really target a higher percentage of
Perfect.
Fat with these huge hand pieces.
Yeah.
And even one treatment will make a very drastic difference in the right patient. And then if you're, smaller and you just have a little bit that can be pinched, then it's more sculpting and we have smaller hand pieces for that. So there's literally hand pieces for all size fat. So you can do it if you're a little bit overweight. You can do it if you're the ideal weight, but you just have a little bit of a bulge.
Perfect. And I should mention, when I was in your office watching this go down, your patient was on her iPad.
Yeah.
Having a great time.
Super comfortable.
So, no problems.
Very safe. I mean, that's why it's one of my favorites, because I'm all about safety and efficacy.
Now, on the list next is number four, Ulthera.
So Ulthera is a newer treatment in my office. So it is ultrasound energy to really tighten and lift the skin. And it's the only Health Canada approved treatment that does both of those, tightening and lifting. It's been around a long time. I am amazed with Ulthera. So I've had it now for about 3 months. We've been playing with the technology since then. We've treated over 20 patients. The results I'm seeing is insane. Now, I'm a little biased because I always combine it with other technologies and injections.
Okay.
Most of the patients I've done Ulthera on are also injecting. So for sure, they're going to get better results when you combine. But Ulthera is amazing. It's great for jawline. If you have jowling, you want tightening, Ulthera is your go-to. Neck rejuvenation, Ulthera has to be in the plan because it's number one. Even eyebrow lifting, if you find your eyelids are sagging, you want a little bit of a brow lift, you're not ready for surgery, Ulthera. Chest rejuvenation, Ulthera will improve the fine lines, the crepiness, the texture of the skin. So what's great about Ulthera, it's one treatment, there's zero downtime, it's in and out. It takes about an hour to 90 minutes for a session on average. So it's a little bit time consuming, but it is unreal in terms of the change you're going to get, the lifting capacity, and just feeling as good and as fresh as you can. And you know what? If you're not into injections, it's a great alternative to really keep your skin tight and lifted. So I love Ulthera.
Perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I did want to get to this text that has come in. It's Joey. Joey has texted in saying that he wants to figure out the best way to hydrate his skin during the winter. Is that a Glaxo base? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So he's asking, is Glaxo base a good cream for the face? So Glaxo base is a generic moisturizer you could find at the pharmacy. Personally, I find it quite greasy. So I like it for the body because you need kind of a thick moisturizer for very dry skin in the winter. I find it a bit greasy for the face. I wouldn't want to put it on my face personally. Mm-hmm. What I think is very good to hydrate the skin this time of year, two things: a lighter moisturizer that's not going to make you oily and greasy and break out. Plus, I love hyaluronic acids. So again, I prefer medical grade hyaluronic acids, but HAs on the skin will improve hydration. It will retain your own water. It's not a moisturizer in itself. It will moisturize a little bit, but oftentimes if you're really dry, you still need a moisturizer, but it helps retain the water and makes your skin super soft and smooth. So I definitely recommend hyaluronic if you find your skin is very, very dry. It will improve.
Just before we get to traffic, are Derma rollers safe?
Dermal rollers, they're basically rollers that have little needles on them and you roll them on the skin and you're basically stimulating new collagen.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that are used at home, they're very, very small needles. Are they going to make a big difference for you? You'll notice some changes. It's nice. It stimulates a bit of collagen. Definitely not as drastic as if you did a medical grade dermal roller in the office. You know, some derm offices will do dermal rolling. Mm-hmm. I don't do it in mine, but some do.
Yeah.
And it's nice because you're using thicker needles and the deeper you can go in the skin, the more collagen you'll stimulate. So they are safe. They can work well, the home units, but for sure the more effective ones are going to be the ones you can do in office.
Now, coming up after traffic, we're going to get to the top three of the top 10 treatments for 2019. So I'm not going to give them away. It's going to be a big surprise, but that's coming up. And again, if you have questions for Dr. Monk, here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're talking tonight about the top 10 treatments for 2019. So let us hit number three, dermal fillers.
So fillers. Mm-hmm. I love fillers.
Mm-hmm.
So a large part of my practice is injecting. And the fillers I use, they're mostly hyaluronic acid fillers. They're very natural. So we all have... People are afraid of fillers. And why is that? It's because people see people on the street that they don't want to look like. They don't want to look disproportionate. They don't want people to know they do injections. I think that it's very important. I have a less is more mentality. Very important to get natural looking results. If people know that you've done injections, that is not good. You don't want people to know. Maybe you do want people to know, but you shouldn't look injected, which means everything should be in balance and proportion, upper face to the lower face. If you have small eyes, you can have big lips. If you have big eyes, you can have a wider jaw, big lips. So everything has to make sense and be proportionate on the face. So the hyaluronic acid fillers, I love using them in a natural way to restore volume. We lose volume, we lose bone as we age. When you restore it naturally, a little bit in those areas where you've lost it, it will make a huge difference how you age and how you look and how you feel you look. So like we discussed before, I always tell my patients, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I don't need to make you look good today, but if you continue with me over time and you're going to see those changes over time, it will be incredible how we slow down the age process and how you look in a year's time, in 2 years' time. I've been in practice now for almost 5 years, so I'm seeing patients that I've been following now for 3, 4, 5 years. And when I see the photos, whoops.
We lost our Facebook Live for a second.
I'm holding it.
There we go.
So when I see the photos of people that I've done from 3 years ago and I look at their befores and afters, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. And we never saw a big change in that person. Nobody ever asked that person, what did you do? That's the beauty of fillers. So to me, fillers are remarkable. And I even know some colleagues of mine that are plastic surgeons that have stopped operating because the results you can get with fillers when done properly are surgical. I mean, it's just amazing how you can shape a chin or lift the cheeks or improve the jowling by restoring natural volume. So I really believe in it. I think it's incredible. It's my favorite thing to do in the office. And I love it. I just love changing the way we're aging.
Now, number two, which I actually would have thought would have been number one, but this is number two, Botox.
So Botox is the most popular cosmetic in the world. Everybody knows and loves Botox. And why is that? Because it's safe. It's temporary. So temporary things are very, very good because they're safe. And if, God forbid, you're that person who will react, and it's pretty rare to react to Botox, to be honest, it's never permanent. It always reverses itself. So it's very safe. It's very effective. If you're expressive and you have deep wrinkles in your forehead or your frown or around your eyes because you're just that expressive person, it will totally relax the muscles so that your wrinkles are softer. It's even more than that, though. By relaxing certain muscles, you can actually change the shape of the face. You can thin a face in somebody that has a very wide jaw by doing some Botox in their masseter muscles. So that's along the jawline. You can actually improve the jawline contouring and the jowling by doing some Botox under the neck to relax that platysma muscle that drags our face down. You can improve a gummy smile by doing a little bit of Botox to lower the lip. So the things you can do with Botox is just amazing. And we're learning more about this molecule every day. And it's something that's been around since the 70s. It's something that we know is very safe and continues to grow in the cosmetic business.
And number one of the top 10 treatments for 2019, combination of treatments.
It's combination.
Okay.
So I look at my befores and afters, and, you know, I was actually, I think I just posted something on my Instagram today, or if not, we're posting it over the next week. It's all about combination. When you do combination and you improve the quality of your skin with laser and you improve your volume with injections and you do a bit of Botox and you maybe do some tightening with Althera, your transformation from before you started to when you're finished can be unbelievable. And so people say, I don't want people to know. I don't want this huge transformation. And I completely am on board with that. And I agree with it. And these things we do over time. I never do three things at once. It's always gradual over time. But the transformation that you will get over time and how you're aging is remarkable. So to me, the best anti-aging regimen is going to combine skincare, some sort of laser, to improve the quality of your skin and keep it looking younger, and some sort of injections. If you're doing those three things, mm-hmm. you will look your best.
Okay.
It's amazing. So combination is always better. And I'm leaning even more and more for combination for everything I do. When I see somebody with acne scarring, instead of using one of my lasers, I often will use two different lasers because okay. I find that combination and cumulative treatments will always work better than single treatments.
A couple of quick texts before we're out of road track here. Are fillers permanent?
So there are some permanent fillers on the market. I never recommend anything permanent. Permanent fillers have permanent consequences. And you know what? There are safety issues when injecting in the face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see it as a surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
We're placing implants deep in the face. Things can happen. So what I love about hyaluronic acid fillers is the safety. They're reversible. They can always be degraded if need be. So the safety is proven.
Yeah.
And it's not permanent. So as you age, the fillers will age with you. If, for example, you do silicone when you're young, you get these big lips, they're unnatural, they're big and they look beautiful when you're young. When you're 50, if you have those big lips, it's going to look very disproportionate because you're aging, your lips are thinning, and you're still going to have these huge lips. So you can't inject these permanent fillers that are always going to last the same effect because as you age, it's going to look very unnatural, unbalanced, and will look terrible. So I don't believe in permanent fillers, and nothing should be permanent.
Now we are at a road track, so I want to wish you an amazing holiday season,
you,
Dr.
Kelly.
Monk, and
you too.
Cannot wait to see you back in 2019, where I know we have lots more things to talk about.
So I want to say Happy New Year, and I wish a healthy and happy new year to you, all my patients, all my listeners. I'll definitely give a shout out to my three kids, Gabby, Jamie, Avery. They never listen to me, but I always shout out to them. And my beautiful wife, Gail, who I love very much. And it's going to be a great 2019. I'm very excited for the upcoming year.
Perfect. And if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, again, 514-937-2757 is the office line. MonkMD.com is the website. My thanks to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We always appreciate it. Coming up after the news at 8 o'clock, it's The Nightside with John Pohl on CJAD.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The preceding was sponsored content.